That old evil, decrepit New Yorker, Averill Railroad Harriman, he's a lying pig when he comes out of that place where they're negotiating every day and say, well, they just won't talk right. He's lying. He's lying. He's lying with a straight face. He's lying looking the camera straight in the face. He could look you in the eyes and lie. He could look his mama in the eye and lie. But every time I hear him talk, I hear him say, oink. That's all I hear. I hear him say, oink. Every time he opens his mouth, he says, oink. And I could not accept any lie that is so phonetically out of harmony with my ear. That the pigs of the power structure are oinking to the people. And we say that it has to stop, that we're going to put an end to it, and that if the pigs don't straighten up their hands, in which they probably won't, there has to be some barbecue. There has to be some barbecue. Because it's either or. Either you are going to withdraw your oppressive forces from the black community, or we're going to start shooting. Period. Because the oppressor has no right, which the oppressed is bound to respect. He's out of order from the beginning. There ain't nothing for him to say. There's nothing to talk about. There ain't no negotiating to be done. Just get your boot off my neck, or I'm gonna try to snatch your leg off. And don't tell me how to do it. Don't give me no suggestions about how to snatch your leg off. Because I know you're lying, because you want your leg. Don't tell me to do it within the framework of the American tradition, because it is precisely the American tradition that I want to smash. That's right. And don't tell me because I say, take your foot off my neck, that I'm a racist. Because you racist motherfucker, you're the one that's killing me. And don't tell me not to say motherfucker. Because you motherfucking fools, you dig it? I recognize that people have those responses and reactions because they love Jesus. Or because they say that people who use profanity have a very short vocabulary. Well, whatever, motherfucker is a very functional term in the black community. You know that because the family structure of black people in this country has been like tampered with and has always been tampered with, that somehow the women ended up like the center of the family, so that they call that matriarchy, right? So that a lot of respect for the mother has been developed, so that the most repulsive thing that could be done is for a person to be involved in incestuous relationships with his mother. So that when you say, you are a low-down, dirty motherfucker, you just saying, man, you're doing the worst thing that a human being can do. And within the context of political situation, the American people are some dirty motherfuckers. Some dirty motherfuckers, see? That's what they are. because they sit around and say that the majority of the people don't endorse that genocide, don't endorse that evil, and that just a minority does that? Where is that majority? Where is it at? It's not in this room. It's not down there supporting that muddle-headed Humphrey. Meathead Humphrey. Simple motherfucker Humphrey. It's not out there supporting motherfucker McCarthy. It's not out there. It's not out there supporting that dirty motherfucker, Richard Nixon. And it's not supporting that rich, dirty motherfucker, Rockefeller. It's not out there. It's out there confused, not knowing who to support because of some cold shit on the set today. What do you think that your white brothers are thinking when they look at you and say, people have gone crazy? Here they are, they done endorsed this nigger, this convict, this crazy Black Panther. Yeah, America's gone crazy. Let Wallace have it. Dig? But everything has been turned inside out. And what we have to do is get across to the people that we have been the victims of a peekaboo game, and that things have been switched around, and they're no longer where we were told they were supposed to be. That we were told that power lies with the people, that this was a government of the people, for the people, and by the people. And we have to get across that it is a fact, it is already a fact, that this filthy government is government of the pigs, for the pigs, and by the pigs. That's what it is. And the people are in pain. The people are confused. The people are full of fear. And they don't know what to do about it. And so we have to say, let's try this. Let's try to open up a new chapter. Let's close the door of the cover. Let's close the book. Let's close that chapter on everything else. Let's close the book on American history, written by pigs, authorized by pigs, implemented by pigs. Let's seal that book. Let's start another book that begins. Let the first chapter be about the coalition between the Peace and Freedom Party and the Black Panther Party. Let's start a book there. Let's start a new chapter at a moment of desperation. Let's show good faith. Let's say that here's one of the most alienated categories of men. Ex-convict. I'm not going to say them other bad things about myself. See? Let's say we'll start this chapter with this cat, and that this will be the most profound descent that we can make to the status quo, because we are telling those pigs who are in power that you're so foul, that you have disgraced us so much, that we are so ashamed of you, and we are so tired of you, and we are so determined to get rid of you, that we endorse Eldridge Cleaver. And Eldridge Cleaver will go there and tell them like it is. If you want me to, if you tell me that you would organize the Eldridge Cleaver committee and support me and get me out again, I'll go down there and slap his motherfucking face. I'll do it. See? I'll do it. I'll do it. But I'm not gonna go right now. Because we got some more work to do. We got to mobilize some more forces. if you help me get Huey P. Newton out, I'll do it. If you help me get Huey P. Newton out of jail, I'll slap the president's face for you. I'll do it. And I hope that they don't think that this is some tricky politics, that I'm trying to scare someone out of winning this election, that he's going to throw in his hand because he don't want his face slapped, because he knows that if I slap him, I'm subject to have a trick up my sleeve and take his head. All of that, and all of this country, all of this world, we're not going to conduct a traditional campaign because we're trying to break with tradition. How would I look arguing about increased the appropriations for the military budget? I want to abolish the military budget. I want to pass a gun control law that will take the guns out of the hands of the pigs and give them back to the people. Give them back to the people. I wouldn't mind if every man, every 18-year-old man, had a gun in this country. I think it would be stupid. But I wouldn't mind, because I feel that we could deal with it. Because people are always going to think of surviving. And cowboys dealt with it. Everybody on the frontier wasn't involved in those quick draws, you know? It seemed to me that when I see a cowboy picture, it's only two or three fools out there playing with them guns. And everybody else is checking the shit out, see? And that they're waiting until Roy Rogers gets shot by Trigger or somebody. And then they go in and just wipe them all out and they put the flag back up. There's a world of difference between 20 million unarmed black people and 20 million black people armed to the gills. And I say that that's a desirable situation, because we feel that as long as this situation exists, that we have to use the only power that we have, the only power that can never be taken from anybody when everything else is taken, and that's the power to destroy, the power to disrupt, the power to throw a nigger wrench in the machinery. And so we say that we believe that every man, woman, and child on the face of the planet Earth has the right to the highest, best, and the most beautiful life that technology and human knowledge and wisdom is able to produce, period. So we start from there, and we don't want to hear anybody saying, well, you can't feed those people there, because I have a deed that says that I can do what I want to with that. We don't want to hear about the deeds of trust. We don't want to hear about the blue chip stock. It's only paper, and it'll burn. See? We say this, that the people have a right to the best. Because this is all that we know that we have, is this life. Those who believe that they can suffer now and get theirs after death, when you go before the throne of the Lord, tell him that Eldridge was sincere, but he just didn't know. Look at here. And maybe those who make it across wouldn't want to mention such things to the Lord, So I'm going to tell him myself when I get there. Because if he tries to put me in hell and put some fire on my ass, I'm going to look around and find some beautiful people there and say, let's organize a Black Panther Party and a People's Panther Party. Let's organize the Black Panther Party and the Peace and Freedom Party. I mean, we may even make the transition with our machinery intact, you dig? See? Because I don't think that there's too much that I do that you don't do. So let's mobilize the coalition and let's overthrow this devil. Put him in the fire and let him barbecue, you dig? And if God himself would will such misery for people whom I love, I would say, let's deal with him. Let's deal with him. And if we can deal with him on that level, if we can understand that, then certainly we can deal with these buffoon pigs who are running around here thinking that they got everything uptight. I say that we can deal with it. I say that we can stop this war. We can set a deadline on this war and tell them that on Hiroshima Day, on Nagasaki Day, the people of America want all of the American troops out of Vietnam forthwith, or we can open up another front right here in Babylon. But you shouldn't clap for that. You shouldn't clap for that because you're not ready for that. Today is the 26th, 27th. You ain't ready for that. See, we started thinking about that some time ago, but we didn't get our shit together right. I'm not gonna say we're not ready for that. The only reason we're not ready for it, because we think that there are not enough people ready for it. And there's a conflict involved in that, because we consider ourselves to be a vanguard organization. And a vanguard organization is supposed to educate by example. And I see I'm getting myself in deep. And my parole officer's partner might still be here. That fool, J. Hoover Edgar, I know he's got somebody here. If he don't, he ain't doing his job. Because we are subversive to the bullshit that's going on in this country. Yes, we are. And we're not afraid to say it. We don't mind saying it. And we would hope that they would subpoena us so that we would have the pleasure of saying, stick your subpoena up your motherfucking ass. And I'm just going on. I want to say to my parole officer that I'm going to quote to you parable or a saying, whatever it is, that I read while in prison in one of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's columns in the newspaper. And he said that Satan will say, when the matter is decided, that I had no authority over you, but I call you and you came. That you don't have to heed that call, that you have free will, and that the people of America have free will, even though they think that there's some kind of... I'm gonna pass it. I'm gonna pass that. The people of America have free will. We know that they're up against some dirty pigs in the news media. We know that. We know that they're up against some educators who miseducate. We know that they're up against preachers who lie on Sunday and who will sprinkle holy water on hydrogen bombs. We know that. We know that. But we still say that the people will always be able to wrest control of their destiny out of the hands of administrators and public servants, civil servants, who have begun and who have grown arrogant. Who have grown arrogant and who believe that they own this country. Who believe that they own the people in this country. The people still have the free will that they can have a thorough house cleaning, that they can sweep the halls of Congress clean. They can put all of the pigs in the pig pen, and that they can give the world a new lease on life. That the destiny of the world is in the hands of the American people. That whatever way America goes, the world will go. If America becomes a fascist state openly for everybody, then the whole world get it. And I think that we have a duty to ourselves and to posterity, to the whole idea of civilization, to run ourselves to death a probable catastrophe. All power to the people, black power to black people, Panther power to the Black Panther Party. Peace and freedom power to the Peace and Freedom Party. Thank you.